Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:30, and this is Pacific Summertime and June 1st. Well, today the Wall Street indices, the Dow was up just a tiny bit. You have an unchanged situation on Wall Street. The Eurozone was reasonably quiet. The FTSE was down about just a bit. The Nikkei was up a bit, but the real news was in China. The Shanghai index was up almost 5%. Well, what we can anticipate is that there's going to be additional volatility before MSCI makes its decision on whether to allow the A shares into the emerging markets index. That's going to be on June 9th. So what we're looking at the present time is that this range is now relatively similar sizes, slightly larger to the one that we broke out of just 10 days ago, which was similar size to the one at the end of last year. Friday's low is the latest higher reaction low within the context of the six-month uptrend. And today's upward dynamic largely countermands the large downward dynamic that we saw on Thursday. So this is really very volatile. Well, you're not, I guess, it's probably not overly surprising considering the extent to which that the market has rallied already, that the A-share index is up over 100% in the last 6 months. So when it moves up and down in the order of 4 and 5% on a day, it can be really quite traumatic from the perspective of someone who's playing the trend, but in the context of the wider advance, then it's not overly surprising. But what we can then look at is say that this is the most consistent thing has been the size of the reactions and the progression of higher reaction lows, and those absolutely have to remain the same if we're to continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. But it would be unusual that with this big decision coming up within the next seven sessions that we're going to have a sustained move to new all-time highs. What we can probably look at is that there's going to be additional volatility. Interesting then too that the Hang Seng has been relatively inert, that while the A-share market had broken out, the Hang Seng hasn't really done much of anything, that it's been largely range-bound in what continues to look like a consolidation of the breakout that we saw from about February onwards. What we're also starting to see is that if you look through, we'll see, for example, if you filter the constituents of the H share or the HSI, that there's a considerable number have broken out or have hit new all-time or five-year highs in the last five sessions. A number of those are in the insurance sector. Well, insurance companies is not just in China, but there's very strong commonality in the insurance sector, not least because interest rates are so very low, and that's generally a benefit to asset managers. When we look at the rest of Asia, then Japan is also standing out here, that it's extending its advance above the 20,000 level. It's closed today pretty close to 20,600. And the yen is also weakening. The euro was a little bit weaker in here today as well, so was the pound. I think that when we look at the European sector, that generally speaking, the majority of the European markets were relatively inert. But what you are seeing is that a number of the export-oriented shares within Europe have pulled back, that they'd bounced from the region of their respective 200-day moving averages about 3 weeks ago, and now they're pulling back to test those levels again. So this is an area where one would expect them to find support. And the euro, having unwound about half of its bounce from the 105 area, has at least paused in the region of 109. It was a bit weaker in here today by about a half a cent. And this might only be a temporary pause before we see an additional test of the lows. But the big question at the present moment is what's going to happen with Greece? We're going to know by the end of this week. I guess what is also important is that the Eurozone is a economic and political union. Well, we've talked an awful lot about the economic union, the monetary policy, the fact that will Greece be able to meet its obligations in terms of its debts and what a type of economic sacrifices it's willing to make. But that largely excludes the political considerations or the geopolitical considerations, since Greece is a member of NATO. And whereas Turkey controls the Bosphorus, that any Russian ships that come through from the Black Sea will be sailing through the Aegean. Well, they would be delighted to have Greece as a friendly neighbor. And obviously, this is unlikely to turn into some... Well, I guess it's not obvious, but it's unlikely to turn into something like you had with Cuba and the US, or with Crimea. But they would certainly like to have Greece on good terms, and Greece really does need the money. Well, then we start to think, is it going to be worth it to Europe to continue to pressure Greece or not? I think that continues to support the view that this is a problem where we're going to get another temporary fix, but we just don't know as of yet. And the market is starting to price in the potential that this is going to be a stressful week, with the Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese yields breaking above their respective 200-day moving averages, and the yields pushing through the 2% level. Well, that's in an environment where the ECB is continuing to print, and they may have to accelerate their purchases if they're going to contain the expansion in yields, particularly for countries like Spain and Italy. The nascent recoveries that we've had in those economies have been largely predicated on the fact that they've been able to roll over their debt at these favorable levels, only 2%, which is perhaps the best funding level that they've ever had. So their ability to be able to continue to do that is really what their recoveries hinge on. It's going to be an interesting week. The euro, though, is obviously they would like to see it a little bit weaker, but if in the eventuality that Greece does decide that it is going to default on its debt and introduce capital controls, well, they would be introducing a new drachma that would probably be a beneficial outcome for the euro generally, because it would be removing a weak member. And then we would start to question that there'd probably be a bounce that would complete a reversion towards the mean, and then we would question what would happen next, and would the dire consequences of Greece exiting for Greece be an attractive proposition for any of the other more indebted countries? Well, probably not would be the answer to that. But what it looks like is that we've had this phenomenal breakout in Europe, and now it's consolidating. And that's a replay of what we saw back with Japan 18 months ago. And that we're now coming back towards the lower side of what could be a medium-term consolidation. That the euro could range between 105 and 110 or 112 for the medium term, but we haven't any evidence yet that the pullback has really ended. And against this background, commodity prices are still reasonably depressed, with the exception of crude oil. Crude had a good day on Friday. Brent is currently around 65. WTI is around 60, is pretty much unchanged in here today. And this is continuing to look like a consolidation in the region of the 200-day moving average, that it's totally unwound, it's overextension. We haven't yet seen that the Baker Hughes rig count has started to increase again. So Saudi Arabia might be pumping for all it's worth in order to capture market share, but we haven't seen the return of the unconventional oil and gas drillers really just yet. That suggests that we might see some additional upside, at least in the very short term. With all of this stress in Europe, gold has been pretty inert. It was down today about $1.30. It's currently sitting around the 1189 area. Well, it's in need of a catalyst, but it really does need to get above the 1225 level to break the progression of lower rally highs. And platinum is returning to an interesting level. It's at the present moment, it was down $8, almost $8.60 today, and it's at $1,103. That's the lower side of the range. The low from, I'm just going to pull the chart up so I can quote the level exactly, but the low back in March was at 1,100, and prices are currently at 1,100. The low in March was at 1,086, and we are currently approaching the 1,100 level. This is still trending downwards, and we're approaching a potential area of support, but you'd really need an upward dynamic to confirm it. And a ratio can be resolved in a number of ways, but platinum leading on the downside and trading below the price of gold isn't really the kind of situation that's particularly sustainable. So it is going to be interesting from the perspective of what happens with gold, I think that platinum will have an impact there. So I'm watching this rather closely. Well, elsewhere in the commodity markets, then when we look at the cattle prices, that live cattle hasn't really done anything, but that feeder cattle, having had this really large overextension and very accelerated environment 6 months ago, has completely unwound. It found support and is now breaking the progression of lower rally highs. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.